is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is meeting with more world leaders after his disastrous meeting here in the U.S. He's in London and will meet with leaders from Europe and Canada Sunday. They've pledged to stand with Ukraine. The BBC's James Landale.
The breakdown in relations between Ukraine and the United States will dominate. The leaders are expected to make a very public show of support for President Zelensky. The Prime Minister began that by giving him a warm hug in Downing Street, but Sir Keir will not want the summit to be seen as a rebuke to President Trump.
Israel says it is stopping the entry of all goods and supplies into the Gaza Strip. The Prime Minister's office is not elaborating on the decision, but is warning of additional consequences if Hamas does not accept what Israel says is a U.S. proposal for an extension of the ceasefire. Hamas says Israel is trying to derail the fragile truce. Back here, some congressional Republicans are looking to impeach in federal judges who do not rule in favor of the Trump administration. The effort is being led by DOGE head Elon Musk. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
This is really dangerous because we count on federal judges to be independent. They have life tenure, and they're not supposed to be impeached unless they've done something criminal or obviously corrupt. Just ruling against what Elon Musk or Trump wants doesn't qualify as an impeachable offense.
At the U.S.-Mexico border, about 3,000 troops will soon be sent there as the administration tries to crack down on illegal immigration. More from the BBC's Marilyn Thomas.
Border security was one of President Trump's primary campaign promises in his bid for re-election. On his very first day in office, he declared a national emergency to counter illegal immigration and the flow of illegal drugs into the country. A Pentagon statement said the extra troops will arrive in the coming weeks.
Still a lot of questions following the death of Hollywood actor Gene Hackman and his wife. Our Tom Hansen is at the scene in New Mexico and speaks with Santa Fe Sheriff Adan Mendoza.
The best hope now for unraveling the mystery surrounding the death of a Hollywood legend could be the discovery of two cell phones collected as evidence.
Have investigators been able to get into the obtained cell phones?
Not at this time. We have them in our possession. We'll be analyzing cell phone data, phone calls, text messages, events, photos in the cell phone to try to piece a timeline together.
Grammy-nominated R&B singer Angie Stone has died. Her team says she was in a Sprinter van heading back to Atlanta from Alabama when it flipped and was then hit by a big rig. Everyone else in that van survived. Angie Stone was 63. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Is that a new Samsung Galaxy A15 5G?
Yeah, I got it for free when I joined Cricket Nation.
Sounds pretty great.
At Cricket, anyone can get a new phone when they switch.
Whoa.
With a high-quality camera, meaning more flattering selfies for all. And super-fast 5G, so you can post them for all to see. Your friends, your family, your ex. Free phone! Free phone!
Okay, I'll switch. Phone.
Welcome to Cricket Nation.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax to its sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
The Academy Awards will be handed out at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood tonight.
A month ago, critics predicted Emilia Perez, Carlos Sofia Gascon was on track to become the first openly transgender actress to pick up the prize. But that was before she was shunned for unearthed racist tweets that called out the Oscars themselves. Enter another acting newcomer.
15, cash up front.
Deal. Honora's 25-year-old Mikey Madison was a surprise winner at the BAFTAs for her role as a stripper. And speaking of nudity,
there's been a slight misuse of the substance.
62-year-old Demi Moore's been hoovering up first-time precursor awards. Then there's Broadway vet Cynthia Erivo.
You're great. I am.
An Oscar for Wicked would make her an EGOT winner. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The Oscars will air live on ABC and stream on Hulu at 7 p.m. Eastern. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and chilly tonight with lows in the mid-teens. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs into the mid-30s. But we warm up on Monday with increasing clouds to the mid-40s. Staying mild on Tuesday, cloudy skies and areas of rain. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Only two. when I hurt. Burden runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out.
Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Queens hustlers. The Bowery got hit bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim. A walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. You got a two-piece custom-made bull cue. Hey, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
Oh,
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
My eyes tell me what
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Two girls for every boy. wonder, what do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down on every green field, ooh, in every town, all of his children, in every nation.
as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life.
Morning couldn't guarantee. Monday, Monday. Ba-da, can't trust that day.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
But if you got a nickel, won't you lay your money down?
I have to follow you and beg you.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Hamas is slamming Israel's suspension of supplies and aid entering into Gaza, describing it as a war crime and a violation of the ceasefire agreement. The first phase of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire, which included a surge in humanitarian assistance, expired on Saturday, as the BBC's Paul Adams reports.
Israel has been seeking an extension of phase one, which would see, yes, more releases of hostages and prisoners, but no Israeli withdrawal from the Gaza Strip. Hamas says, no, we should stick to the original agreement and go ahead with phase two.
Also, just in, a private U.S. spaceship has landed on the moon.
Y'all suck the landing. We're on the moon.
That from NASA, Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost Mission 1 is only the second private lander to achieve the feat. It's set to deliver experiments for NASA.